Oh, Jaw. Just made it into the studio. Just made it into the studio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Whoopi Wiggle. I am Whoopi, your rogue server file jockey for the evening. Tonight on the agenda, I have one question. What's Flytick? That's all I'm thinking about is Flytick. I'm Whoopi, your rogue server file jockey. Live in the studio with me, of course. Without the usual co-host, Jame resigned a couple weeks ago. Last week ago, I believe. Live in the studio. Kudus and Carthor. Guests. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
Hi, this is Carthor.
Yo, Carthor. You sound a little different.
Hello, I'm Carthor. I just listen. I don't do calls. I live in Sweden.
I was mute.
Hello, this is Carthor.
That's a pretty good Carthor impression. Live. Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi, your rogue server file jockey. It's 6:45 and 20 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's December 18th, 2025. Whoopi Wiggle every December 18th, 2025. You're welcome to listen live. JuniorRat.com will probably never have the shows ever because it takes a lot of time to cut them all out. Hello?
And press 1. To reach our Wortley location, press 2. To leave a voicemail, press 3.
Oh, I had this muted.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
I just pressed 1. I lost my window. Closed it out immediately. Welcome to the phone ringing. I'm Whoopi, your rogue server ring jockey. Not sure they're gonna pick up after all these rings. Yeah, that's a no.
Calling Mosquito Man, your trusted mosquito and pest control experts. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can assist you better. Please press 1 for sales, press 2 for customer service and existing appointments, and 3 for billing and accounts. Thank you.
Oh, just immediately disconnects you. Interesting. Oh, that's an 800 number. That's not real. Oh, welcome to the show. There's no background music. Usually I put the background music on after the first call has concluded, but since the first call... Oh, okay. I just put some on.
Ring, 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 ring.
It's my favorite piece of... background music here.
Thank you for calling A1 Pest Control Limited. We are currently away from the phone or with another customer. Please leave a message with your name and phone number. The hours of operation?
No, I'm not doing it. Welcome. To the show. Whoopie Wiggle. RogueServer.com exclusively.
For calling Terminix, your local pest control experts. If you are a new customer looking to establish service, press 1. Current customers, please press 2. If you know for services at your home, press 1. For your business, press 2. If you are calling about service-related inquiries, press 1.
What the hell did it,
calls
what?
May be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Okay. Oh my god.
Thank you for calling your local pest control. My name's Brittany. How can I help you?
Hey, Brittany. My name's Jacoby. Do you guys use Flytick at all?
I'm not aware of if we do or not. I'd have to send a message over to the office and have them give you a call back.
I'm just not sure, like, if you know what Flytick is.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to have the office give you a call back. I'm not familiar with that. They'd have to reach out to you. Are you a current customer reaching out about what they're using? Or?
I just pressed all the buttons on the phone. I just don't know what the hell's going on. I'm just trying to figure
out.
Okay,
are you looking for pest service? Are you a current customer? This is Terminix.
I'm just trying to figure out what the hell Flytick is.
Okay.
I just don't know.
If it's a company, then you have the wrong number because this is Terminix.
I don't think it's a company. I think it's a thing. This is Terminix.
Okay.
I just don't know what Flytick is.
Yeah, and are you looking to set up service?
I just want to know what Flytick is. That way I know what it is for, like, the future. That way, whenever, like, people, like, say it, I'm not confused.
Yeah, I can have the office give you a call back in regards to that. What is your phone number to reach you at?
I can call you back also. I just, you know, because the Flytick.
That's totally fine. I'm not aware of what Flytick is, so I would have to send a message over the office give you a call back.
Flytick. Flytick, not Flytech. Flytick. It's like a tick.
Okay. Yep, I can send this over and have them give you a call back. The phone number is at this.
Yep, it's at that phone number.
All right, you have a great day.
The Flytick. Just mention the Flytick.
On a scale from 1 to 5, how friendly was the person you just spoke to?
8.
1 being not.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopie. Answering service. We don't know what the hell Flytick is yet, though. That's the thing that confuses me. What's Flytick? Kudus, do you have any thoughts? Oh, I think you're going through a tunnel. Oh yeah, you're going through a tunnel or something.
Thank you for calling thebugguys.ca, where we want to know what's bugging you. Please listen carefully to the following options so that we can ensure the right tech is available to assist you. Press 1 for Sean, press 2 for Dave, press 3 for Tom, and press 0 for all other inquiries.
Dave. Oh, who does you're breaking up really, really bad. Like, I'm just getting, like, you know.
Call has been forwarded to voicemail.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Dave. This is Jacoby. I'm just calling about the fly tick. I don't know what the hell that is. Could you give a call back on this phone number, okay? And we can discuss the fly tick. I love you, Dave. Bye. There's no answers. I don't think there's anywhere I can go with this. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm Wuppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey. Oh. Live in the studio with... tonight. Oh, that's loud. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
You guys got a fly tick down there?
What?
Fly tick?
Fly tick.
What's fly tick. Fly tick? Fly tick? You got the fly tick down there?
Sir?
Hello?
I don't understand what you're looking for.
Fly tick. It's the fly tick.
Okay, hey, try it if you understand this guy.
Oh, it's just the fly tick.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Ryan. I'm looking for the fly tick.
I think it's the wrong number.
No, this is the hotel.
This is the hotel. Whom am I looking for?
I'm looking... Do you guys not have fly tick down there?
What's that?
Fly tick?
No, we don't.
Why?
What do you mean?
Fly tick. You gotta have it. You know? You know? Hello? The fly tick. The fly tick? Hello? What an ass. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey this evening, Wuppy. Welcome. Oh, join the mumble. You're going to make calls alive, you can join the mumble. I think who this has to go.
Hello, thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello? I thought... you guys got the fly tick down there?
Pardon me?
Do you have fly tick at all? I kind of
fly tick?
Yeah, I need some.
But where are you calling?
The hotel.
This is Holiday Inn Express, downtown Toronto.
Damn straight. I need the flight tick.
The flight tick?
Yeah.
Just 1 second.
You hear this? You hear him? He just, you know, he keeps doing it. Hello?
Hello, yeah. So, what do you mean with flight tick?
I need some flight tick. You just,
yeah, but this is a hotel.
Yeah, you know, in the hotel, how you like, there's like doors and stuff, and you like put the card on the door, and you go inside and everything.
Uh huh.
I did that.
Okay.
I want a little bit of flight tick for up here. He just, you know, keeps buzzing.
Your conversation may be recorded for quality assurance. For privacy details, visit ihg.com/privacy. To provide feedback via text about your experience with a 3-question survey, press 1. Messaging and data rates may apply. Otherwise, press 2 or remain on the line. We apologize for the delay. Currently, all of our specialists are helping other guests at this time. Please continue to hold, and we will connect you with our first available specialist.
How about now? 30 seconds. Oh, okay, and they hung up on me. Great, that's what I... Oh, that sucks, Sudas. Oh, that sucks. Fucking internet. God damn it. Welcome to the show. It's just Whoppy.
Thank you for calling Verity. If you know the extension of the person you would like to reach, please enter it now.
Ooh.
For the company director.
Please hold a moment.
Thank you for calling Sweetgrass Spa. You can also visit our website, www.sweetgrassspa.ca, for more information. Please listen to the following options. Press 1 to reach our spa concierge to make an appointment. Press 2 for the Sweetgrass Spa location and hours.
Please hold a moment.
Okay, I'm cool with whatever's happening here. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Whoppy. RogueServer.com/Whoppy.
Thank you for calling Sweetgrass Spa. We are unavailable to take your call at this time. Please leave a detailed voicemail, and we will be sure to return your call at our earliest opportunity. Our current hours of operation are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are currently closed on Sunday and Monday. We look forward to booking your spa experience with us, and thank you for your call.
Hey, yeah, there's too much fly tick with the last time I went up there. It's just too much now, and it's kind of, like, buzzing. Give me a call back. I'm Jacoby. Feathers. I'm your number one guy. I love you. Bye. Oh, these motherfuckers. Welcome to the show. It's not going so swell, I don't think. None of my questions are being answered, and that's, you know, a little bit upsetting.
Thank you, Mrs. Toronto Guest Services. Lydia speaking. How may I assist the director?
Hey, Lydia. You guys got the fly tick down there?
Sorry, you're not speaking with Lydia. It's Odiba.
Diba?
Yes. Do you want to speak to my reservations? I think you might have the wrong number, maybe.
No, this is the hotel property place.
Yeah. Okay, let me transfer
you. You know where you get the room? Is this front desk or side desk?
This is front desk, but we have reservations.
Oh, I just, the fly tick.
We don't handle tickets.
No, fly maybe tick. Fly tick.
You want to speak with Cambridge Suites Toronto?
I'm speaking with you.
Yeah, but I am a hotel. I don't handle flight tickets.
No, fly tick. I need some. We're up in the room here.
Sorry, I can't get you. There's something at the back that's loud.
Yeah,
I
it's the fly. He's just buzzing. I need some fly tick up here, man.
What room are you in?
Room 8. Get some fly tick up here. Like, stat.
We don't have a room 8, sorry.
I'm in room 8. I came in here. I'm in room 8.
I don't have a room 8 at my hotel.
I need some fly tick. Could you just leave some out in the hallway then?
I think you are speaking with the wrong number.
I'm speaking to the hotel. I'm speaking with you, Diba.
What hotel are you in?
Yes.
What hotel are you in?
Cambridge. Suites.
We don't have a room 8.
I'm in I went 2-8. Like 208.
208? I don't have a room 208.
You have rooms. I'm in them.
I don't have a room 208.
I'm in your room, though. I'm in, the Cambridge Suites. They said talk to Diba.
So I think you have the wrong number.
They said talk to Diba. How would they say talk to Diba if this is the wrong number, then?
My name isn't Diba, actually. There's
you
no
said
Diba
your name
here.
Was Diba.
My name isn't Diba.
Your name is Diba.
Nope, my
name
is Odiba, not Diba.
Your name's Flytech.
I think you're speaking with the wrong number, sorry.
I'm Jacoby, you're Flytech. Welcome, welcome, welcome all, welcome one and all, welcome everybody. Welcome.
Nice.
Nice. Oh, hey, you're audible.
Nice.
How do I make it so you are... I don't have to press the... have to ask. Someone who knows. Ooh, St. Regis.
Might be memory... It seems like it does it if I was off the last time, like it has a memory. If I was on the last time. You talk about not muted? Or...
Yeah. Not sure what the... that setting is. You wanna speak to St. Regis Toronto?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All I've got's fly tick.
Hopefully my equipment lasts or whatever. Connection.
It should. It should, I say, not knowing anything about it. But I said it with such confidence that I think the spirit of my confidence will make it last.
Well, it should.
It should. Everything goes according to plan.
Thank you for calling the One King West Hotel and Residence in the heart of downtown Toronto. For reservations, press 1. For sales and marketing, press 2. To reach a hotel associate, press 3.
To dial by first name, press 1. To dial by last name, press 2.
What? I don't like this. This is press numbers. Mm. I'm gonna call this and go to operator.
Yeah.
This is. So...
Thank you for calling the one.
Okay.
Thank you for calling One King Rest. Bell speaking. I assist you.
Hi. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yep, I can hear you well.
I think I have a flight. I think I have a flight tick. I don't know if you have anything for that.
A flight. What?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Do you have anything? She didn't like that. She heard fly tick and said, "What?" and instantly hung up. All right, let's.
What?
Hockey Hall of Fame. Oh, it's closed. Welcome to the show. You're welcome to it. To listen live on rogueserver.com/whoppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey with my guest, Hootis, live in the studio. Style.
In the house.
In the hizzy.
Thank you for calling the Omni King Edward Hotel. Dina speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, sorry, sorry for bothering you, but I think I have a fly tick. I don't know if you have anything for that.
Sorry, what do you have?
A fly tick.
Are you looking to book a hotel room?
Well, I was out back. I would book one, but I was out back, I have a fly tick. Do you have anything down there? Are you at the front desk?
No, but I can connect you with them. May I go ahead?
Oh, will it take, it's kind of important.
It won't take long. I'll just connect you right away.
Are you a call center?
No, just the operator hotel.
Oh, you operate the hotel?
No, the operator, like the phone operator. So I can connect you with anyone in the hotel. I can go ahead and connect you with the front desk.
I'm sorry. I'm here. Do you want a coffee or something? You sound nice.
In festive favorites from Elegant Christmas.
Front desk, Madeline speaking. How can I assist you?
Hello. Sorry to bother you. I do have a fly tick in my room.
What room are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, you just cut out there.
Yeah, I can remember. It's big.
Oh, sorry, I need to know what room number you're in.
I don't remember. Can you go by my name?
Your last name? Sure.
Mass. M-A-S. First name, Chris.
You're not in house. You're calling the King of Earth Hotel. Is this a prank?
No, ma'am. No. Can you get this fly tick off of me? It's on my thing.
I don't have your name in my system. M-A-S?
M-A-S, as in Steven. M-A-S.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's loud in here.
That's okay. I don't have you on my system.
Could you help me get this off? I can come into the hallway.
I don't know where you are.
I have a fly tick on my thing.
Okay. If you can let me know where you are, I'll send someone right away. But I don't know where you are. Your name's not in the system and you haven't given me a room number.
You sound cute.
Pardon?
Sorry. Yeah, let me shoo this thing. Shoo! Shoo! Get out of here. I said you sound cute.
Okay. Is this a prank?
No, I love you.
It's real. It's real and it's live. Welcome to Whoopi Wiggle. I'm Whoopi Rogue Server File Jockey this evening. December 18th, 2025. It is 7:14 and 30 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time in the Rogue Server File Jockey studio. Sipping on a can. Some sort of drink.
I think she knew I was lying when I said, "You sound cute."
Poor self-esteem on her part. Equals bad customer service. The fly tick. Hi, I have a fly tick on me and I can't get the darn thing off. Can you come get the fly tick off me?
Yeah, please.
Just get the... Yeah, you got fly tick. You guys got fly tick down there. He's crawling all over me.
What happened?
Fly tick. You got fly ticks everywhere. They got fly tick on me. I got fly tick on me. Ah! Hello! It's just all... The fly tick's on me. Does that count?
You're the boss.
I am the boss.
I'm not even here.
Uh-oh. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi, Rogue Server File Jockey for tonight. With the guest in the studio, Mr. Hootis. A.K.A. Chris...
Miss. Chris Miss.
Yes, Mr. Miss. Okay, I'm receiving... It counted. So you have to do it.
They voted?
You gotta do it. Yeah, they voted.
I'm trusting you on this, to be honest.
Fly tick.
Are we on hold?
Yeah, it would appear so. Hello? 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 I don't know what the hell that was. It was a hold. But then we were off hold. I need to close this window because I keep fucking clicking on it. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi, your Rogue Server File Jockey. Who does he gotta try? Hopefully this one is real. You know, it's not instant cold music.
Thank you for calling Union Hotel Toronto. A new boutique hotel that has just opened in the financial district steps away from Union Station. Please listen to the following options. Press 1 to connect with our central reservations team to book your next stay. Press 2 to speak with the front desk team. Always happy to
Always happy to assist. Shit. Who this? Where'd he go? Shit. Oh my god. That's not happy to assist. That's happy to fucking... Glass. If they pick up, it's Glass. They didn't pick up. I gotta move these windows better. It's just, this one's overlapping on over the one, and it's just awful. Okay, if I make it smaller.
Like glass windows?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I've accumulated a bunch of no numbers. Still windows. Architectural windows. Architectural glass.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system. 6 4 7 3 9 5 3 1 3 0.
You can't read
numbers.
You can't read numbers out. What if someone, you know?
No.
Okay, Italian restaurant. It's by the windows.
Hi, thanks for calling Gusto 101. Just so you know, we're speaking on a recorded line. How can I help?
Flight tick.
I couldn't make out what you said. Can you say
Gusto
that again?
Busto.
How can I help?
Flight tick.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. But I can answer lots of questions about this business.
Flight
tick. So let's try again. How can I help?
Flight tick.
Sorry, I still didn't get it.
Flytick.
Let's try one more time. In a few words, why are you calling?
Flytick. Flytick.
I'm sorry, I can't seem to get this right.
Flytick.
Let me check our other options.
Flytick.
I'll get a human to step in. Hold for just
Flytick.
A moment.
All right, who is this? You're...
The person at extension 201 is not available. Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
The fly tick! Ah! The fly tick! Oh god! Oh Jesus! Ah! Okay.
What if it's late? It's healthy. Some of these types of businesses.
Fly tick.
Dick flies.
Fly tick.
Shiba Kishiba, how can I help you?
Hey, can Hello? You hear me okay? Sounds loud in there. Can you
Sorry,
hear me?
I can't hear you that well.
Can you hear me alright? Sounds kind of loud in there.
Sorry, it's breaking up a lot. I can't make out what you're saying.
Hi, I'm the Hello? AT&T operator. We do detect a little bit of issue on the line here. Do you want me to step in?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I can complete your call for you, sir. What were you asking the SIBO for? Oh, okay. Oh yeah, your shit's all fucked. Aw.
He failed the wizard's test.
Oh no, it's not the wizard, it's the Wi-Fi.
Cell. Cellular. I wish it was Wi-Fi.
Sucks. Hello?
Ciao. Thank you for calling Oreta Downtown. To make a reservation, visit our website at oreta.to or email us at info@oreta.to. Existing reservations can be modified through your confirmation email. For any other inquiries, please press 1.
How I can help you?
Hi, you guys have the fly tick down there?
Sorry?
There's a fly tick down there is what I'm trying to tell you guys.
Sir, I couldn't understand anything.
The fly tick. You guys got a fly tick down there.
Here is Oreta King West. It's a restaurant here.
Yeah, it's a restaurant, but you guys have a fly tick inside the building. Is the Oreta?
Sorry, but I couldn't understand. Your sound is coming so far. You are asking for what?
We're receiving signals from a fly tick inside the building.
No.
Yes, we are. I am here in the office. There's a fly tick. Do you guys know how to deal with that?
Sorry, sir, but your sound is coming so far. I couldn't understand anything.
Hello?
Anyone you can call back.
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Now, yes.
Okay. There's a fly tick.
It was where?
Fly tick.
Sorry, sir, but I couldn't understand.
Fly tick. There's a fly tick.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
A fly tick.
A
fly tick.
A fly tick?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I saw one inside the building there, and I'm just not sure if you guys got a handle on it.
Oh, a fly tick, like a bug.
Yeah.
There was one inside the building?
I saw him buzzing around everywhere.
at Loretta King West?
Yeah, you got like any like sort of like papers or whatever to put down for him?
Are you in the building?
I was. I saw that fly tick. I got the heck out of there. Oh, it's...
I'll let the managers know. Thank you.
If there wasn't a fly tick there, I'd be eating. Yeah, you know, we had to leave because of the fly tick.
Yeah. Yeah, I will let the manager know. Thank you so much for letting us know.
I love you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry about the ears. Sorry about the ears, everybody. I removed the limiter.
Thanks.
If you're deafened, if you suffer hearing loss.
What?
Huh? Sorry about your ears. Oh, you're still all. Yeah. Damn it. Fucking cellular. Okay. Oh, where's the music? Why does it fade out? Alright, who wants to make a phone call?
Thank you for calling Casa Madera, located at the One Hotel Toronto. For reservations, press 1. For private events, press 2. For all other inquiries, please press 0. For more information and please hold while we connect your call to customer service. This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Casa Madera.
Hello?
Hi.
You guys have a fly tick inside the building there.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
You guys have a fly tick inside the building there.
I am so sorry. The phone is cutting out a little bit and I can't quite hear you.
Oh, Jesus. There's a fly tick inside the building.
A fly in the building? I'm so sorry.
A fly tick.
Oh, a fly tick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, where do you see it?
I saw it, like, you know, in the front of the building. I just saw it and I got scared. I ran out of there.
Oh, gotcha. I'll let somebody know. Thank you so much for letting us know.
Are you guys hiding him or something? Because if it's in the building like that, you know, it's not good.
I understand. Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Okay. I'll get rid of him?
Or, yeah, we'll take care of it.
I'll take care of it. Take care of it. Like, yeah, we're going to take care of it.
Yes.
Like, you know, whenever, like, you know, in the movies, whenever the guy's like, I'm going to take care of it. Like that?
We'll just make sure it's not a problem.
Make sure, oh my God. Don't kill the darn thing. Just shoo it out. This is like,
of course.
You know, in the movie, whenever, like, it's not a problem, I'll take care of it. And then there's the guy in the boat or whatever.
Mm.
And they hit him with a stick.
Mm. I don't mean it like that. I just mean that we'll get it removed from the building.
Get it? Oh my God! It's like we're gonna stop this rat from squealing. You know, we're gonna stop this rat from squealing.
Yeah, I can hear how it sounds like that.
We're gonna take care of it. We're gonna wash these sheets. We're gonna put a hit out on him.
I'll Let me go let somebody know, but thank you so much for telling us.
Yeah, no problem. Just, you know, just shoo them out.
Of course. We're on it. Thank you.
Unless you hide from us. Thank you.
Of course.
Peace.
Test, test. Peace. Mouth noises.
A plus.
Fuck yeah.
Test.
Welcome. Sorry about your ears, everybody. It's very hard to resist. I forget that there's people listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopee, and that I am the Rogue Server file jockey, Whoopee, and that touching this just makes it horrible. Like that. Oh, that's not so bad.
You haven't been loud. You have been like, your sound has been going out for a second, like a quarter of a second sometimes.
This fucking bullshit. I have fiber. It shouldn't be happening.
I relate to that 100,000,000%.
It's connecting with light.
Live.
Need more fiber in my diet.
It's, you know, using beams of light and fibers and stuff.
Pretty fucking cool.
The well? There's a place called the well.
Oh.
Wait, am I able to speak to the well? Oh god. It's
trippy.
It's always fun whenever there's a gimmicky, awful voice effects. I'd do it, but, you know, so far away.
I didn't know about the under the ocean internet.
Oh yeah,
isn't that dumb? It's
no,
very
it's,
real.
It's how else
it's fucking cool as fuck. Exactly.
Thank you for calling the Lost Shopping Center. How can I help you today?
Hi. How do we, like, get out of here if we're, like, inside the well?
Where are you now? Exactly?
I think I'm, like, in the center of it.
We have exits in the sides of the well, like, because it's an open shopping center, so if you take a left, you'll definitely find a end.
I'm kind of up to the knees here.
What?
Like, sorry? I'm up to my knees in, like, water here in the well.
Ah, dude, fuck you.
Whoa! Oh my god. Dude, fuck you. I liked her.
Nice.
Wasn't having it.
May I have one?
Oh yeah. Oh shit, this is like right on the okay. There's some on the coast, directly on the coast.
Near a coast.
This is one right on the... Oh, I kind of want to do... I have an idea for that one. I'm not sure. There's not so many that are, like, directly...
You guys get ready. Carthur said he's going to do this one with me.
Burger
it's very
Drop.
Very exciting.
Does not have a phone number.
What?
What?
I never said that.
I'm checking my email, and,
Okay, public eatery.
Eatery. Ah.
Thank you.
Ah, I don't think they're picking up. Oh, the headache. I have one of those.
Are you forest magician? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you take ibuprofen?
No.
Carter and I are going to go get you some. Hold on. We're going to go through your walls.
Yeah.
I recommend Whappers.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
I got the
expiry date, though.
It's a suggestion. It's so they make more money.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's almost a year out of date.
No.
Might give you autism. Be careful.
Uh-oh. Shit, what is this? Mildred's temple kitchen is closed. Whoops.
God damn it, Mildred.
Oh, Tim Hortons. Can't go wrong with old Timmy. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with calling Canada.
Canada. Swelling in your brain. Live.
Hello?
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 Here, honey, I can take the phone now. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi,
I'm good. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Do you folks have hot cocoa?
The hot chocolate?
Yeah, hot chocolate.
Yeah, we do have it.
Okay, good. I'm having major brain swelling, and a little hot cocoa kind of just helps me out sometimes with my old headache. Listen, I'm on vacation. I've been having a really good time here. I'm from Bangor, Maine, and I've just loved the area. But I've been having some interesting experiences as I've been going out lately, and I just don't want anybody to make a big deal about it. Am I allowed to bring my imaginary friend in?
Yeah, for sure. Why not?
Okay. And nobody's going to point or laugh?
Uh-huh.
No?
Nope.
And you'll make sure of that?
Sure.
Really? Because sometimes my imaginary friend eats with her mouth open and the little Horton bites, and I just... Okay. All right. I guess that's all I really wanted to know, that it's okay to take my imaginary friend. I love you.
Yeah, sure. Me too. Bye-bye.
Okay, get that hot cocoa ready for me and my friend.
Sure, I have a question.
Oh, my friend wants to talk.
Go ahead.
My imaginary friend's name is Carter. Go ahead.
I have a flight tick.
I have a flight tick.
Sorry?
Sometimes there's two of them. I have two imaginary friends.
What's it?
All right.
I have a fly tick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you guys want anything from? What are you gonna get? What kind of donuts do you guys have? What kind of donuts do you want to have, you guys?
Chocolate.
Cow's blood.
Sometimes I have three imaginary friends, and don't worry, they're really nice, but they're loud. They're very loud. They scream sometimes. Oh, God.
You can come in. I have to go, actually.
No, okay. Can you help me? Help me.
Is there somebody else there that we can talk to?
One person right now. I can help you talk to him with a second.
Okay.
Tuni. Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. I just wanted to make sure of something. First of all, I've really been enjoying your town. I'm your neighbor from just a little down south. I'm from Bangor, Maine.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure it was okay that I could bring my imaginary friends in with me. And we wanted to know if you had chocolate donuts and flight... What were... Hold on.
Chocolate donuts?
Flight tick. Yes, we have. Flight tick. Flight tick.
Do you know what an imaginary friend is? Because sometimes people have been a little bit mean to me when I bring them.
Oh, no, it's fine. I bring it.
Shut up.
What? So what? I'm sorry. Sometimes my imaginary friends get tired. Do you know what an imaginary friend is?
No, I don't.
Okay, I kind of had a feeling that you guys didn't know. So, these are my friends and they come from my imagination. You can't see them, but they talk to me. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Why not? Fine.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
Hi.
Nope. Say hi, imaginary friends.
Hi.
They're invisible. You can't see them.
Yeah, I know that.
You can't see me.
But
okay. All right. We'll be there soon. We love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Okay. Bye.
I hate you.
That's the bad imaginary friend. We'll feed him donuts. Bye.
Bye.
Asshole.
Bye.
Bye.
You hang up the phone. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hang up.
That's creepy. I like that. I wish they knew what we were talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about. The fly tick?
Imaginary friends. Parth did it. You did it. Ah, I love you.
Ah. Welcome to the show. Live in the studio, the Rogue Server File Jockey studio, we have a gathering of men and women. Everybody else in between. If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server File Jockey, Wappy. Guest Hudis, Carthor, Arswidonia, Swidonia, okay, and Tiff. Oh, and Wappy, I'm Wappy. And we had that wife of yours in here, too. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. The only place where you're going to be able to hear this, website clipping calls just
Free LaFour.
Without co-host James Scrugg, he resigned last week. Alright, this is
just sucks.
Yeah.
Just
hello.
Sucks.
Thank you so much for calling the Amsterdam Brew House. We are located on Toronto's waterfront at 245 Queens Quay West. Please listen carefully to our options. For the restaurant, press 1. For the retail store, press 2. And for administration, press 4.
Wait, did anyone get all that? I think
no, I'm sorry.
Hello, you've reached the restaurant. For hours and general information, including parking, press 5. For reservations of 15 people or less, or to speak to someone about a reservation that you already have, press 7. For event inquiries and reservations...
Wait, will 5 actually get me to a person?
Hello, you've reached the information line. Our regular hours are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 11 a.m. until 1 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays. We do not have restaurant-specific parking, however, there are several parking spaces in the neighborhood. The closest space is the underground garage at the Radisson Hotel.
Seven.
Invalid entry. Oh. Please try again. Invalid entry. Please try again.
4.
Invalid entry. Please try again.
0.
Invalid entry. Please try
again.
Invalid
one.
Entry.
Invalid entry.
Three.
Invalid entry. Invalid entry. Please. Invalid entry. Invalid entry. Invalid entry. Invalid entry. Invalid entry.
Invalid
entry. Invalid entry.
Invalid entry.
It's an imaginary friend phone line.
Invalid entry.
Okay, shit, I think it's 1 and then 7 is the way to win.
Hello, thank you so much for calling the Amsterdam Brew House. Hello, you've reached the restaurant.
7.
Our reservation line. We do not take patio reservations. All patio space is saved for walk-ins. Reservations for inside can be booked at amsterdambeer.com.
Fucking thing. I was really hoping because they are right there. Oh, I guess there's others too. Welcome to the show. I'm going through the phone trees. It's very exciting. So everybody wants to hear is going through the phone trees. Actually, I need to make this a pattern.
And your behavior?
Yeah. Oh no, pattern.
Invalid entries.
There we go. That way I don't have to press the button every time.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
I don't have to press the button every time. It's just a pattern now.
Fancy.
Hello?
Hi there, Joe Baird.
Hi, Joe. Hey,
Hello?
Where do I park my boat? Hello?
Sorry?
Where do I park my boat?
Hello, yeah?
I have a boat.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I have a boat. You know, a ship?
A boat?
Yeah, a sea vessel.
Okay.
Where do I put it?
What do you need, my friend? Sorry?
I'm coming through on a boat. I just don't know where to put it, where to park it.
I don't know either, my friend.
I just park it in your parking lot? You're right there on the shore.
Sorry, man. I don't know where you can park a boat.
I'm the captain of this vessel. I need in my crew. Yeah, 50 strong here. We need to just, you know, come on board and get some, inside.
I don't know what to answer to you, my friend.
You have to let me park my boats there.
Sure, park whatever. I'm not the owner of the place. I don't care.
All right, I got a yacht. I got a yacht, and we got a cargo ship. I just put it in the parking lot there. I don't think he believed me.
Just sucks.
I was hoping he'd be a little angry. Welcome.
They missed an opportunity.
Yes. There's more places alongside the shore. If you're listening live, you're listening on rogueserver.com/whoppy, or you're listening to a app. Pirate stream. I'm not sure who the hell is gonna do that. It's Whoppy's Wiggle every December 18th, 2025, 7:53 and 45 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time.
Beaver Tails Waterfront. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello, Beaver Tails.
Where do I, with the boat and everything, like, how do I get that parked?
Pardon me?
I'm on the boat. How do we do it?
This is Beaver Tails.
Yeah, Waterfront.
Yeah, they're closed for the season.
No, I'm on the boat, though. I'm on a, like a ship.
I think you're calling the wrong number.
I'm calling Beaver Tails.
I don't know if you're...
Beaver Tails.
Yes.
Waterfront.
Yes. Beaver Tails, like the store.
I need to park the boat.
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from my ship. This is my, This is my, seamen?
No.
They're like, guys on the boat. I'm the captain.
And do you know the owners? Because I don't have any authority with the docks.
This is Captain Flytick. I'm on the boat. I gotta, park it here. You have parking?
I have no information about the boat.
You have parking, though?
But it's private, for the docks. I don't know if you have information with them. I can't, give you access to that or just let you do it.
Parking lot.
Parking, for the boat?
Outside.
Like the docks? There's no public parking. There's street parking.
Yeah, we just use that.
We gotta park it there.
We gotta park
Captain.
It.
We're gonna tire up.
Or it's full of hungry, They just park it out in the parking lot, then.
We don't have any parking spots that you can park on the street.
It's a schooner. It's one of them. We got 10 boats here.
Do you need directions? I have a order. I'm going to... So we're at Beaver Tails. We close at 9 o'clock. You're welcome to come. Okay, thank you.
We're on the, we're on the sea. We're coming through. Just doing it. We got 50 hungry seamen here. Welcome.
I guess she's taking responsibility for when you drive your boat onto the sidewalk.
Does anyone want to do boat-related calls at the sea?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little breaking up a little bit.
Fuck.
What coast are you on?
Fucking east coast of Canada.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm on Lake Ontario.
Oh.
I wasn't looking too good.
I thought you might have been on a lake if their restaurant is like a beaver. There's no ocean beavers.
Ocean beavers. Casino? Or no, choir. Can we call choirs? Wine cellar. What the fuck is this shit? We're live in the studio. Live on the beach. Wait, does the public washroom have a phone number? No. Okay, Waterfront Hotel. Who wants to go at it? And do you want the soothing sounds of the sea or the lake? Oh, I can't hear you. Your thing's lighting up, but yeah, you're all robot-y.
Hi there, Waterfront Hotel.
Hello? This is
How can I help?
Hi. I'm the captain of the boat. I'm the captain.
Hi, there's an ocean.
Sorry, I've got the wrong number.
Waterfront Hotel Burlington.
This is Waterfront Hotel, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly. And my teammate, he's a little choppy. The waves are a little bit choppy. And it just sucks tonight because he's a great guy, and I want to hear more from him. But you know, we got to park this boat. Is what's happening is first and foremost. Or, you know, park it. The boat.
Okay.
We have to park it.
You have to park a boat.
I got the boat. We have to park it.
Ocean Weaver.
Okay. You have a space for it?
We don't have parking for boat now.
You have to let me park it. It's maritime law. We have to come ashore.
Fine finishes. Enjoy impressive panoramic views and all the conveniences.
No.
Downtown, right outside the door. At Waterfront Hotel Downtown Burlington,
Mystic Ocean Beaver.
A real experience awaits you.
Whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, there's no end to the activities that will complement your stay.
30 seconds.
Inspiring waterfront trails, the Brant Street Pier, and Spencer Smith Park. Choose from a wide selection of local restaurants and cafes with dining options to suit all tastes. Or treat yourself to
Whistle Pig. I thought those were groundhogs. Maybe they use that for both.
Forming art center and numerous art galleries.
Well, you got 7 seconds. Oh, too late. Welcome
their laws
to the show. Oh, the headache is real. Shit, it fucking sucks with Hootis because fucking the bad in it, that's
that sucks.
Drink water. What are you doing to take care of your head?
Oh, pills, water.
Okay.
Noble Burgers. Who's going?
Thank you for calling Noble Burger, Burlington location. Please wait while we connect.
Okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
What about our Swedonia?
Is he willing? Please, for the love of God, I'm painting.
Join the mumble, make a call.
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Noble Burgers.
Fucking thing.
Sweetonia.
Oh, he's away from the audio equipment at this time.
Jail.
Hello and thank you for calling the Express Restaurant. Please note, this call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. To make a reservation, press 1. To place a takeout order, press 2. To inquire about catering, press 3. For hours of operation, press 4. To repeat menu options, press 5. For all other inquiries, press 0.
When'd you go visit?
Express Burlington, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Vanessa. Listen, I was just wondering, am I able to come in there and paint you like one of my French girls? Hello? Vanessa? I've got my brush in hand. Hi, Vanessa. I think maybe we broke up. I'm on my vessel, and the service is a little choppy here, but I'm here at my easel, and hearing your voice just was incredibly inspiring. Is it possible to come in there and paint you like one of my French girls? It's okay if you want to and you can't admit it. Oh, go ahead.
Are you calling the right number right now?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Do you know where you're calling right now?
Express?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're looking for who?
Well, I mean, I thought this was Vanessa, but I thought you said your name was Vanessa.
No,
it was your voice that inspired me. Oh, Alyssa. Are you a different girl?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like I could paint you as well.
I mean, if you...
Do you mind if I just bring my easel in and...
Right now we're a little
bit... I have a big bear rug and... Oh, I mean, what's work? You know, when you could have a famous artist come paint you.
Yeah, maybe not.
We'll tell
right
them
now,
you're busy.
Because the restaurant.
I'll tell them you're busy.
What?
I'll tell them you're busy. I've got my brushes. I've got my bear rug. It's so disloyal of Vanessa to have just passed around like the phone to you like that. But you, Alyssa, feel like an upgrade. I'm going to paint you as if you were French. Bonjour. You know?
Hello?
Yes, hello? Is this still Alyssa?
Hi, can I grab a phone number for a reservation?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, this isn't Alyssa anymore?
No, she had it on a table. May I take your order for a pickup?
Oh, I mean, I'll be there shortly, but, wow. Is it okay if I come in there and I paint you like one of my French girls? You have a beautiful voice. After I get a full belly at the
restaurant. Would you like to make a reservation, dine in, or take out?
I'll lie you down on my black bear rug, and I will paint you. I will dine in for the painting.
We can take an order for pickup, or we can make a reservation.
Oh, no, I'd like
if
to
I
dine in.
If I can help
in.
You with any of those things today, then you can have a wonderful evening.
No, please. You can put me in under Captain Dugois. I plan to be there in about an hour. Is it okay if I bring my easel? I don't go anywhere without my easel.
You can come, you can order food, you can have it for takeout, or you can dine in this evening. If you're coming in an hour, we'll see you then. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Oh,
take care now, bye-bye.
I do not want to paint you like one of my French girls. You are very rude. Very rude. Ugh. Not a muse. Not a muse.
She went. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. That was Tiff. Ah.
Sea Beaver.
Sea Beaver.
Yeah, the Sea Beaver.
Oh, you sound better, Hootis.
Yeah, stop running around. I'm perfect now.
All right.
Cool.
Welcome.
It's in and out.
To the show.
Belly button.
Pepperwood Bistro. Who's going?
Not me. I need to actually paint things.
All right, Hootis. Hootis. Do you want the C?
Probably not. Okay. Try to sound best I can, I guess. It's reassuring that some people were having trouble hearing you.
Yeah,
that was planned.
there, and if you got
Thank
fiber,
you for calling
fiber.
Pepperwood Bistro. Sorry we could not answer the phone at this time. Please leave a message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. You can visit our website at pepperwood.on.ca for our hours of operation.
Your white noise just triggers my narcolepsy and I pass out.
Welcome. I should be dialing.
Hey.
I just heard something.
I think I heard something too. I'm not sure what it was.
You can't let me.
No.
It sounded familiar.
It was somebody else.
It sounded familiar.
Hi, Outback. Have you seen the sea beaver? Just an ocean beaver, Outback.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Do you know what I'm sorry, can you hear me okay? I'm sorry to bother
yeah.
you. It does sound loud in there. It sounds very loud in where you are, but that's... If you can hear me, I can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I'm out back right now, and there's, Ocean Beaver?
Are you at Nisi Greek Taverna in the back?
Yes, sir.
Alright, give me one moment.
Sure,
right.
Shit.
Are you guys, like, wine or something?
No. Thank you.
Alright, give me one moment. Sorry.
No. Damn it. Lost. What is he checking?
Wine? Ocean beaver wine?
I said there's an ocean beaver out back.
Hello?
What is he?
Hello?
Hey. Hey.
Hi.
Hello? Hey, bud.
Hi.
I'm out back right now.
I'm sorry?
Is this a different guy? Are you the manager?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't ask for the manager, so I'm confused.
What are you calling about?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm very tired. I'm calling about the ocean beaver, please.
What
sir?
Is that? What
I'm
is
out
that?
Back.
Huh?
I'm
You're
tired.
You're tired.
The ocean beaver.
You're
Can you
tired.
Hear me okay?
This is not Ocean Beaver, you fucking piece of shit. This is a restaurant where you're calling
hey,
about Ocean
I love you, motherfucker. I love you.
Come over here, motherfucker.
No, we're trying to make a reservation. Hello?
I have flight tickets.
No. Go
respect maritime law.
Okay, make a reservation somewhere else.
Hello?
Fucking piece of shit.
You
Hello?
Motherfucker, you.
Why?
You fucking fucker.
You swear at me.
Don't.
Why would you Hello?
That went well.
You fucking asshole. That didn't warrant swearing. It did not warrant it at all.
Ocean Beaver triggered that guy.
We found the next thing.
Ocean Beaver.
It reminds him of his ex-wife.
He went 0 to 100 in fucking seconds.
That was their safe word.
That guy was pissed.
He was just having a bad night. Half of his cooks called out.
Welcome to the show.
Fucking
I'm lucky.
Asshole.
You're calm. Rogue server file jockey. Who doesn't swear? Live on roadserver.com/Whoopi.
G-rated
Whoopi. Whoopi Wiggle. Every December 18th, 2025.
No cursing.
Hello, Gelato.
Hi, I have a Hello? Gelato? Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, is this the wharf? You're on the wharf? You're on the wharf, right? Floor one?
Floor one?
Yeah, the wharf.
No, we don't make sure.
Yo, I got the ocean beaver here. You got the ocean beaver?
What's ocean beaver? Sorry,
I have ocean beaver. It's just
like you call gelato.
I call gelato. I love gelato. Yay, gelato! Like that. Yeah, I just got ocean beaver out back. So I'm telling you. Like by the, you know, where you bring it in.
We're on Burlington.
Yeah, you're the wharf. Floor one. You're on floor one. Burlington.
I'm not on floor one. We're in Burlington.
Yeah, Burlington.
Burlington, Ontario, on the lake.
Burlington, Ontario, on the lake.
Yes.
Yes.
Who are you calling?
I love gelato.
But you're calling somewhere else because
I'm calling. I love gelato. You guys have ocean. You have ocean beaver by your establishment.
No, we have no ocean beaver.
Yes,
sorry.
You have ocean beaver.
Okay, whatever you want to.
I just wanted to let you know, so that way you know what's happening.
What's an ocean beaver?
You know, like, you know how beavers are?
Yeah.
It's like that, but on, you know, like, where the, it's salt water. You know, it's like the ocean. And it's odd because it's a lake. It's a freshwater lake.
Okay.
And he's just chilling out there. He's like, I don't know, nibbling. You know how beavers do it when they nibble? They make a dam?
I don't know. We're in Italy, sir.
Yeah.
In Italy. We're in Italy.
We're in Italy?
Yeah. I'm in Italy.
Oh. Well, aren't you in Ontario, though?
No.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Wait.
Sorry, man.
How do we get to Italy, though?
Yeah.
Is it...
Yeah. He's high.
We're in Italy.
You're in Italy.
Ocean beaver.
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh, wait. I have appropriate music for this.
You need to go again, I think, maybe.
Oh, that guy's great.
I like that he was inquisitive.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Italy.
Welcome to Italy. Welcome to the show.
Canadian.
That was a Swedonia.
Wait, who said that? You bastard. Do you want to do a call?
Where?
Do it.
The gentleman, Street.
St. Catharines.
Sorry?
By the dock?
Hello?
Hello, yes, by the dock. Maritime law?
Hi, this is Pizziolo.
Yeah. Oakville, by the dock.
No. This is downtown Burlington.
Downtown Burlington, right. But I'm at the dock. Now send your man over here like you said you would. I'm at the dock.
Ooh, that was scary.
What an interesting... I was trying to say it, but then he picked up too fast. Do you want to go again?
Can we start a war?
A war?
Between the two establishments?
No! Oh.
Between Pizza Yellow and I Love Gelato?
Well, we don't have to break their anonymity.
Oh, shit.
But, we could, you know, that place that's over in, you were calling Saskatchewan. that Italian guy, he was feisty, and I think he was talking trash on,
He's the I Love Gelato guy. This is Lugano Pizza, or Lugano, whatever. I think you have to do it.
Pizza.
Don't be sending your customers over here with coupons.
Hello?
don't be sending your customers over here with some prank that you guys are offering coupons to our business. That ain't right. Too hard, too fast, maybe. I don't know.
It was just bit.
It was bad. So
I
think
like that bird.
Nah, it's too much, too fast, too hard, too quick.
I have the advantage.
What she said.
I can see what all's open, what all's shut. I can also see all the buildings.
Is this like the Little Italy of Canada?
It appears so. Oh no, it's just downtown Burlington.
Look for a couple social clubs if it's Little Italy.
Okay, I gotta do this one. If we're gonna stir division.
I will not participate. I am a pacifist.
Hey, here's the guy who said fuck you. Pepperwood? I think it was Pepperwood.
Gelato.
No, it was the Greek.
Pepperwood.
No, I remember now.
Is it the Greek?
Didn't you just say you don't curse?
Oh, I don't.
And then you said
your call
you
has
said
been
fuck.
Forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach
he
is not
available.
He tries
not to on the call.
Hey, if he swears, it's fair game.
Except for all the times I heard him call that nice girl from the grocery store a cunt. He had a headache and he doesn't remember it.
I don't think I've ever said that word.
Say it. Say it.
I don't
say
think
it.
I've ever said
say
cunt
it.
Before.
It's a satisfying one.
Yeah, it's punchy. It's cunt. Yeah, like, see the U, the N, the T.
Did you cunt. See the present that my husband got me of my mug?
I didn't.
That says that? Oh my god, it's so good.
Oh my.
The handle is the C.
Oh shit, maybe I did see it. Rosin!
Rosin! Is he here?
Pick up.
Well, he's here. I messaged him.
No, they're not.
He's pissed.
He's out back beating the busboy in anger now.
Busboy bullying. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/.
Thanks for calling the Coop Burlington, where we are passionate about serving up deliciously wicked.
I'm reading you in the chat, Sweetonia, but I can't type.
And look forward to answering your call. Please stay on the line and one of our team members will be with you shortly.
I only have one dry, clean pinky. It sounds gross.
Coop Burlington, how can I help you?
I got the coupon for the food and everything.
The food?
Yeah, the
coupon. What kind of coupon?
The guy at the the Greek restaurant gave it to me.
The guy at the Greek restaurant?
Yeah, he was like, it's like, UMF for you, take this coupon and go over here. So, do I do it?
I actually have no idea what coupon this is.
Oh,
what does it say on it?
Well, it's like a piece of paper, and it says like one free meal. But it looks like it was handwritten. And he said it was for the coop.
Okay, are you local?
No, I'm here from on like a vacation.
Yeah, but are you local to us right now?
Oh yeah,
I'd have to see it in person.
Yeah, I could come down there definitely.
Okay, yeah.
A couple hours.
Yeah, if you want to come down and then I can deal with it. I can't do it over the phone.
Okay,
I just
want to make sure if it was real or not. The guy at the Greek restaurant gave it to me.
I honestly can't really say because I don't know if it's handwritten. It seems a little. I'm unsure.
Yeah,
I have
like,
to see it.
You know the angry guy that works there.
The angry guy?
Yeah, he's the angry guy that works there. Like, you know,
who's the angry guy?
Oh, he's a swearer, and he's like, you know, he's just angry all the time. He's swearing. He's like, UMF-er, and he's yelling.
What does he look like?
I dare not look at him because of how scary he was. And he's swearing.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I think he owns the restaurant, or he's like the manager or the boss or something.
Are you talking about the bald guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got him fired.
Oh. Oh, he said this is a good coupon, though. But I kind of saw him write it down. It's like on a piece of paper.
Okay, yeah, bring it in. Let me see.
All right.
Bring it in.
That says one free meal. And he spelled meal wrong. It should be M-E-A-L. It's M-E-E-L.
Yeah, he was an alcoholic.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
He had the
like
bubbles.
Severe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, bring it in and we can see what you got.
All right. I don't.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you have like a bad time here? Is that why he gave it to you?
Oh no, I went to the Greek restaurant that's down just on the corner.
Nisi?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I went.
Okay.
And
yeah, bring it in because I have to see it, and I have to know the context of how it was given. Like,
okay.
It's kind of hard for me to say I can give a free meal out just because someone wrote something down on a piece of paper. You know what I mean?
Oh, because he was talking about we were talking about like wildlife. Like, I mentioned ocean beaver. He got real mad
about
it.
Just come down and I can take a look.
All right, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Bye.
Lore.
I hope that the background music is being passed through so that they if so, I don't know. She kept like focused to have that conversation.
Oh yeah, that was on the line.
That's great. Just so weird. The whole mix. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
I kind of forgot that I had it playing and everything, too. I was so enthralled by the conversation.
And, oh, wait, and the place that you called was called Coop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I agree then. I was going to say that might not have been that weird, but that makes it strange.
All right, who wants to make a call to Coffee Culture Cafe?
Yes.
Come on, you.
Hello, this is Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just getting ready to come on down there. I'm working on some paintings. I'm very excited about them. Sophie, I have to apologize for my very thick Italian accent. Are you understanding me okay?
Yes, of course. What can I help you with?
Okay, wonderful. I have a lot of issues with it. Sometimes people say I sound like Mario, or sometimes people just can't understand me at all with this very, very thick Italian accent. I was wondering if you had half and half, and if it was okay if I brought my imaginary friend down. It just sucks, because sometimes I'm not allowed to bring them there.
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Oh, yes, Sophie. Is it because of my very thick Italian accent? I'm sorry. I was wondering if you have half and half creamer, because it's the only thing that my imaginary friend will drink in their coffee.
Yeah, we have half and half creamer.
Okay, wonderful. And you don't think it's going to be an issue when I order with such a thick Italian accent, or will you be the one making my coffee?
Whatever you need, just come on down and order it if you can. Thank you.
Okay, and is it okay if I bring my menacing evil cat in my arms and I stroke it while I look like I'm deviant of sorts? I'm kind of like a villain. Sophie.
I'm reading the chat. Could I actually not? Was my mouth? Was my audio bad?
You're good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
At least not like you usually do, but you're not terrible.
I mean, no, it's not perfect. Okay. Plus, I'm inside. It normally isn't as good as that. My very thick Italian accent.
Uh-oh.
It's an oldie. It's an oldie from us, from you.
Okay, we received a voicemail. Let me.
I didn't see that, wasn't he? I only have one hand.
All right, that's the voicemail we received.
Where did it come from?
I don't fucking know.
It came from Rosin, I believe.
Welcome to the show. This is Wuppy's Wiggle every December 18th, 2025. It's 8:29 and 38 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to the show. Oh, if you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy.
Timed down to a second.
Timed down to a second. Yes. Bridal shop. I guess I'm going to talk to a bridal shop.
Unless
someone else wants to talk to a bridal shop.
I think that's a good one for you.
Promises and Lace Bridal and Dress Booking.
Only half of our brides are divorced.
Rob
Promises and Lace.
Oh. Oh, whoops, I hit the enter button the wrong way. I think we're gonna keep going until, I don't know.
Thank you for calling Prime Steak and Raw Bar, Burlington's destination for premium steak and sushi. I'm your virtual concierge.
Oh.
How can I help you today?
Fly tick. Fly tick. Fly tick. Fly tick. Fly tick. Fly tick. Fly tick.
I'm not sure about that, but I can connect you to someone at the restaurant who'll know for sure. Would that
fly
be
tick.
Okay?
Yes, fly tick.
Let me connect you with someone who can assist further. Is that okay?
Do it.
You know, thank God I have my headphones on or my cat would be freaking the fuck out.
Hi, Rich Prime Steak and Raw Bar.
Hi, is it for the, you know, everything down there?
Pardon me?
I got a coupon from the Greek restaurant. He said, well, he's really angry at me, but he said I could use it there at Prime Steak and Raw Bar.
From the Greek restaurant? Is it part of Be Social?
Nisi?
He's
really angry, and he's like, you MFer you, and he's like, because we were talking, and he got real mad at me, and he wrote me a coupon.
Oh, goodness, okay, I'm going to pass the phone off to someone that can help you, because
okay.
I'm not 100% sure what to do with the coupon, but Daytona will help you.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hello, Daytona?
Hi. Yep, how can I help you?
I got the coupon from, Nissi down the road from y'all.
Okay.
He wrote it out for me. He said I could redeem it here. I'm just not sure if that's like, that just doesn't sound right to me.
He wrote it out for you?
Yeah, he was, well, we were talking about stuff and I mentioned ocean beavers. He got real mad at me. He started like, going, you MF for you! La, 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 la. And he started like, you know, and he got real mad. And he wrote a coupon and said one free meal for Prime Steak and Raw Bar. And he said, get out of here.
No, that's not true. Unfortunately, no. That's not a real coupon.
Oh. Oh, what the?
Yeah, sorry.
What do I do about this then?
Well, I don't understand though what happened. So the restaurant kicked you out, and then they wrote you on a piece of paper, one free dinner at Prime.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like he just wanted you to leave the restaurant, unfortunately.
Oh.
And then the restaurant, they can't write it down and offer you a free dinner here. We don't give free dinners. We don't even have coupons for that, to tell you the truth. Our steaks are quite expensive. So I think he was just, like I mentioned, asking you to leave the restaurant.
Oh, he's like, you threw me out, but then he also made the coupon out to me. He like wrote it down.
He just wanted you to come here and probably cause, like, probably order a bunch of stuff and then be on the hook for all that, because we would have said, no, we don't take that coupon.
Does he do that often?
No, I would just throw it out and, you know, just leave it as it is.
Okay, the next time you see him, I just, you know, don't talk about, like, you know, Ocean Beaver. He'll get real mad at you.
I won't, don't worry.
Oh, my buddy was talking. Yeah. And then,
okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but no, that coupon isn't good for here.
Okay, and what about the fly tick?
What about the what?
The fly tick.
The who? The fly tick?
Yeah, we were doing that earlier.
I'm not sure what that is either, but I have to let you go because I have tables waiting. Sorry.
All right, thank you. I love you.
Fly tick special.
Wait.
Uh-oh, she's gone.
Well, Hootis, find love. I know that wasn't Hootis, but I'm just wondering.
Wait.
No, he's definitely not finding love right now. He's too robot-y.
Has Hootis asked anyone to any questions about their feet yet? Because I mean, every show that he's on, that's what I want. That's what I live for. I want to hear it.
He's calling.
Yeah. Only from Hootis, though. Okay. It's something about the delivery.
Yeah.
Just, can I see your feet? It's magic.
Are you a foot guy?
It's prevented
wars.
Sorry, everybody. I haven't been reading messages. I think I'm going to take a small, tiny, tiny break, and then we'll go to the last leg of the show. Everyone will get a call. Or something. But small break time. I don't have break music or anything. Let's just, you know. Oh, this is good intermission music. Intermission. We'll be right back. Intermission. Ah, it's over. Thank God. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, hey, Whoopi, everybody left, man. I'm sorry. They all went down to the boat. They all got in the boat.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to tell
you. Ocean Beaver.
Ocean Beaver. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so scary.
Somebody transformed into Jarvis.
Uh-oh.
A high T Jarvis at that.
Okay. I guess they're calling Burlington. Okay, this restaurant's closing soon. Who wants to go?
I'll go.
No, not me.
Basta.
Thank you for calling Bardo on Branch Street. Press 1 for reservations and 2 for takeout.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
This is the takeout line.
Bardo Brunts from Lindsay speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Cindy. Can I place a... I got a coupon from the Greek, Jimmy the Greek over on South Street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
this
Jimmy
is
was selling
Brad
these...
Street. Are you looking for Bardo?
Well, you just need to listen to me. And is
okay,
it...
yeah, go ahead.
Is maybe I'm too masculine. Is that it?
Pardon me?
No, that wasn't it. So I got
a
book of coupons.
That well. Uh-huh.
What about now? Can
Much
you hear
better.
Me now?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Much better, yes.
Great. Well, we're here now, aren't we? I got a book
Pardon
of coupons.
Me? Uh-huh.
From Jimmy the Greek over on South Street.
Uh-huh.
It was about a shop local campaign to entice visitors from the Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
To shop locally, and I would like to
okay.
use the coupon at your establishment.
Absolutely.
It was a
Let
horrible delivery, but I think we can get there.
Okay, no problem. Let me just double check to see if we're participating as well, because I haven't heard of it. So I'm just going to double check with my manager, and then I'll get back to you. Is that okay? Do you mind holding for 2 seconds?
Just two.
Lovely. She hates you.
It's worked. It's worked so far.
She sounds like she's got some pretty hot feet.
Maybe when she gets back on, everybody talk all at once, and then we'll all stop, like, all at once, too, you know? Yeah.
Talk all at once, huh?
Yeah, yeah, just...
I like giving them the wrong name. I enjoyed that one very much.
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek has some sensitive feet.
Jimmy the Greek, sexy feet.
Hello, Newtons.
Hi there, I'm Melissa speaking. How can I help you?
I want your feet open, so I can bring those socks.
They have mozzarella
sticks. You know, all the coupons and stuff.
Mozzarella?
Jimmy the Greek.
Coupons? What did you find out?
Hello there.
Jimmy
yeah,
the Greek.
Hey, I was hoping that we could all get the coupons going again, like we just did. That was really fun.
I'm sorry, I'm not too sure what coupon you're speaking of.
Jimmy the Greek gave me the coupons. I was speaking with Cindy, and she said she was going to get some information.
Sorry, Cindy? Or Cindy, who'd you say?
Cindy, the lady that just passed you the phone. It was just a few moments ago, and I didn't forget.
Oh, Lindsay, sorry.
Yes,
Lindsay.
That one.
Yeah. What is the Jimmy, I don't know where the Jimmy the Greek coupon is.
Yeah, the Jimmy the Greek coupon book to entice local, locals to shop locally and spend their money at local establishments rather than going to a chain restaurant.
Okay.
And steal the power away from conglomerates. I mean... It's a no-brainer that you'd not want to participate in such an organization.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're asking me if we would like to participate in it?
No, I already paid my hard-earned American money in Canada with that exchange rate to buy this book of coupons. We're here.
Okay.
And now
okay.
all I want to do is place an order. Jimmy the Greek sends me the coupons. And I'm trying to place an order because I want to shop locally.
And that's for our restaurant, not Jimmy the Greek.
No, that's for your restaurant. It's all local establishments, all within the Burlington area.
Okay, I apologize. I'm not aware of what you're speaking of.
Well, I just want to place an order.
I can certainly place the order for you, but I don't know what coupon you're speaking of, so I don't know that I can honor it until I see it.
Well, it's the coupon I got from Jimmy the Greek, the one from the Chamber of Commerce that's going to do your commie stuff, man. I don't know what else to say. I'm kind of losing it here. I didn't think we'd be on the phone this long. I thought I would have placed my order by now.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please. Please, thank you.
Lady?
Yes?
Yeah. Do you have good shoes?
I'm sorry?
Are your feet, like, do your shoes, are you on your feet a lot? Do your feet hurt? Or do you take care of them?
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
Do you have good shoes?
Do I have good shoes?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not too sure how this plays into this conversation.
Your feet. I'm wondering if you're taking care of your feet. Because I would.
Good job.
Ma'am? Oh, she's gone. the and a robot voice was extra funny.
Yeah. I had to mute because I just couldn't stop laughing. I tried to think of death, but even that wouldn't break the laughter.
Great job on your arrogant American privilege there.
Just trying. Hey. I didn't want to seem like an ally.
Jimmy the Greek, you know, I'd trust that guy any day of the week.
Yeah, maybe I should think a little more about some of this stuff.
Who's going?
If I'm going to be...
Oh. I love the delivery on that from everybody on that call.
Jenna?
Hi there, this is the Works Burlington, Jenna speaking.
Hi, Jenna. Jimmy the Greek. Do you know Jimmy the Greek? He's, like, down south from y'all, like southwest side.
I'm familiar with the restaurant, yeah?
Yeah, he gave me a coupon book.
Okay.
How do I do it now with all the coupons?
This is the Works.
Yes. Jimmy gave me the coupons for the Works and all local businesses. But I've tried using them, like, different places, and they just keep, they say no. So I'm just not sure how to do it then.
I'd have to see the coupon to know what you're talking about, but usually, yeah, you just show your server the coupon, and then they'd be able to apply it to your order if it's illegible.
It's not, because it says it's from Jimmy. He gave it to me. Like, because of the Chamber of Commerce and everything, they're doing, like, a local business extravaganza.
Okay.
I just, the Greek restaurant down the road from y'all, he said no. He started swearing at me. He says, like, oh, UMFer, UMFer.
I mean, as long as it's an illegible coupon for the Works, I don't see why we can't take it here, but we would have to see it to apply it. Like, we can't do it over the phone or online.
Okay, but he like trespassed me, and he physically threw me out. Like, he picked me up and threw me out. Like, right into the street there.
We're not associated with Jimmy the Greek, so.
Well, I just don't want that to happen to me. If I try to use this coupon, you're not going to literally throw me out, are you?
No.
He picked me. I'm a big guy. I'm either, like, I'm 5'10 and a half. I'm, like, 400 pounds. He picked me up, threw me out.
If you want, you can call tomorrow when the owner's in, and you can discuss the coupon situation with him.
Is the owner a man or a woman?
He's a man.
Oh, is he going to throw me out? Is he big?
I don't believe that he would throw you out.
No, I don't. You people in Burlington, you people are weird down here, man. I've been thrown out, like, twice, like, physically. I just don't want to get thrown out again.
I apologize that you've encountered that, but I mean, I'm just a server here, so like I
threw me through a window.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
I had to go to the hospital and everything, and they told me tough luck.
I would contact the corporation of Jimmy the Greek.
I contacted Jimmy, and he said, don't contact me again. I trespassed you.
I would contact the corporation that runs the chain.
Okay, and that's just how we do it here in Burlington? You just whenever you get thrown out through a window, you contact the corporation?
I can't speak for a situation that I wasn't involved in, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, what if I'm worried that the guy who owns your place, you know, make me bite the curb or something.
I don't see why he would do that.
As long as the coupon is
illegible for the Works Burlington restaurant, it should be able to be applied to the order. So.
Then how do I do the coupon then?
So if you come into the restaurant and you're ordering, we'll be able to apply it to your order, but we do have to see the coupon and have it in person.
I'm just lucky James is there because he held Jimmy back. Is that close to saying bite the curb? I almost did it. You know?
Okay.
I just, you know, I think you're going to go get a great, great group of deals on some food and then you're getting curb stomped. That's not good.
No.
And then you're going to get told that your coupons aren't accepted.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't speak for another restaurant. I wasn't involved in that situation. The Works is not associated with Jimmy the Greek, so I don't know what to say about that.
Your boss isn't curb stomping people, is he?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
I don't believe he would do that.
But, you know, I almost got curb stomped today.
Again, I'm not associated with Jimmy the Greek, so I can't speak for them.
And where are the police in this town?
You can contact them. I'm sure you can find the number online.
I haven't seen one single cop here. One single Mountie. It's just, you know, it just sucks.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I guess this is rule of law. You get curb stomped for the coupon.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Do you have any? You have burgers and beer down there.
Sorry.
Yep, the hamburgers and beers.
I can't hear you.
And hamburgers and beers.
We do have hamburger and beer. Yes.
How do you do it?
You can dine in or you can do takeout.
All right, and then how do I get the coupon working?
You'd have to bring the coupon into the restaurant so we'd be able to see it. I don't know what coupon you're talking about, so
Jimmy,
I can't.
I went to Jimmy and he just wrote a whole book of coupons for me. It says one free meal.
Again, we'd have to see the coupon.
He had a pen and a paper. Yeah, like you know, a memo pad.
Yeah, if it's not like a Works coupon, then no, we can't use it.
I spent $50 on that thing.
I would have to see it to know.
It says, yeah, coupon.
Again, yeah, you'd have to bring it into the restaurant.
Okay, and wait, is your boss a man or a woman?
He's a man.
He's not a big guy, is he?
I mean, I don't know what you consider big. Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
Because Greg, he threw me out. He threw me out right through a window, right onto the streets. He said, "Don't come back." And I tried to use a coupon down there.
Again, I'm not.
Lady, you should have seen the way that guy tossed my dad around, and it made us all feel pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm not associated with Jimmy the Greek. This is the Works restaurant.
You make us feel bad, lady. What the hell?
My mom said he can't take care of us, and if it happens again, she's making my dad leave.
She is signing the papers.
I thought this was a police state.
I'm sorry. They're gonna find me.
Oh.
he threw me out. Jimmy, he threw me out right into the streets, right through the window.
He made my dad look like a little bitch.
So if your boss is a big guy.
Sorry.
Nice.
She finally had all the evidence she needed to hang up.
Who did my "you're not, you can't find me"? You're never gonna find me. I stole that from my friend Cyber. You guys probably don't know him.
You can't find me.
You can't find me.
You can't find
me. Hey, Rosin, guess the fuck what?
Where's Rosin?
Oh. He's gone.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Welcome. Wait, who's Radius on Brandt? Who wants this?
Doesn't sound real.
Oh,
and
real.
I forgot what I was going to do. Radius on Brandt?
Yeah. I'm gonna call it. That wife of yours, do you do it?
I'm not out.
I do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it.
I have all the recordings here, but it's just a pain in the ass to, go through them all. Because I gotta cut them up.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
No. Oh, my eyes itchy. Welcome to the last part. Last chunk of the show. I'm Luppy, your tired rogue server file jockey with a slight headache. Live in the studio, we have Hootis, Karthor, Killbastard, Arswedonia, that wife of yours, Tiff, and Luppy.
Luppy Wednesday on Thursday.
Yes. Welcome. Camp Coffee Co. Oh, it's closed. A mule. Oh, what's up with my voice? It's a bubble. There's the bubble. Okay, that wife of yours, the mule. It's apparently a taco restaurant.
For calling the mule, how can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
He will speak. I have
Pardon?
Him here. I have he's I can't
That hear. Wife of yours.
Yeah, he's supposed to be speaking. But he's he's blinking. Is that at the mule? Burlington?
Yes it is. Yeah.
Oh, he's... Because he's
I think
blinking.
He's checking the well in his basement. Putting lotion in the basket.
What all you got for, toppings down there? For on the sandwiches? The taco sandwiches?
The tacos? What were you wondering, sorry?
Yeah, the toppings you have on the taco sandwiches you have down there.
Yeah, so our menu is posted online. There's 11 different tacos.
Oh, you got... Because we got the, I was just wondering, quick, I don't have it online. I don't have an account.
If you just go to themule.com, then you can,
It doesn't let me do it.
Okay, so what were you wondering?
Do you have Ocean Beaver?
Do you do the bagels for the topping?
No, we don't have bagels, no.
For the topping, so.
Just no.
Because, you get them going on. On it, on the sandwich and everything, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's on a taco shell, not a sandwich.
It's like a hot dog, a sandwich.
No, we don't have that, unfortunately.
But it's if you're gambling, you could eat it with one hand, is what I'm trying to get at. right?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Ryan. This is
Hello?
One. We got...
Hello?
Do you like the bagel topping? If we just bring it down?
Sorry, I can't quite understand what you're saying.
Was that Ryan I was talking to?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, we have them here, the bagel topping. We have it. We just want to do it. Just bring it down and do it.
So we can't have any gluten in the kitchen, so you can't bring outside toppings into the restaurant.
No gluten in the kitchen?
No, we're 100% gluten-free.
I didn't know this. What if we have a gluten bagel?
We still can't bring outside food into the kitchen.
Oh, this is news to me. I work at the wheat factory. I'm covering gluten pretty much all day. Am I going to, like, give someone, like, upset?
Okay, I'm just going to place you on a hold.
I work at the wheat factory. You know, flour factory? Oh, the hold. Is this a real hold?
Island hold.
I don't believe...
Awful.
I think this is fake.
She's calling the Greek.
Gluten-free, noise-free.
Fake perma-hold. I get my own hold music. I'll give her a minute. You're 30 seconds. It is isolating.
Yeah, sensory deprivation.
Okay, I think
there's
this
a tiny
is
man in a genie bottle making the music.
Yeah. His name's Ariel Gross. Or Gross.
Gross.
Okay, that's 1 minute. I think this hold's fake. You know, she could have just hung up on us.
Right? That would be too nice.
Alright, bye lady. Bye lady. I'm gonna... 15 more seconds, because I kind of want to continue the conversation.
Hang up on that fucking bitch.
5, 54, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, that's 5. Okay.
She's never gonna find us.
I bet you can't find me.
Try to find me.
It's so creepy. But not at the same time.
Okay, Indian restaurant right next. Pretty much.
Yeah, the giggle's important. Mule.
Who's going? Is it Does Hootis?
Hootis test.
Yeah.
Alright.
There you go, you sound good.
Hootis. Nice.
I think this is the last leg of the show doing the last calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. I'm sorry. Do you have sea beaver?
Sorry?
Do you have sea beaver, please? Oh,
we have what?
Can you hear me? Ocean beaver?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can your you voice is not audible.
Hear me? Ocean beaver, beaver, sea beaver. You can hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me? You can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. I wasn't sure you'd staticky. I'm a little tired. ocean beaver?
Which Ocean Beaver?
It's like, it's furry, it's like a fish that has hair. It's like a, you know.
Oh, we don't have those.
Sea beaver? Yeah.
No.
Do you, are you in the bathtub?
Sorry?
Are you taking a bath?
No.
Was there a woman working there? I came down there yesterday. Was that you? Yesterday?
You are calling to my express?
Yes. Yes. Please?
We don't have any woman, like, no woman stuff here.
What do I do?
Fee?
Connection. I was muted to everyone except the mumble. That fucking connection sucked. You have to go again, I think, right? That seems fair.
Those are the rules.
Yes.
I should have hung up, but did I call Chicanista?
It was fun.
I think I did call Chicanista. Okay. Hopefully their phone line's better. Last calls. Welcome to the end part of the show. Doing last calls. If you're listening on the website, only you can hear this.
Hello, I'm sorry. Ocean Beaver?
Sorry?
Or Sea Beaver, please?
Sorry, the voice is not clear.
I'm sorry. Ocean Beaver?
Beaver?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The voice is not clear.
I'm sorry. Sea Beaver, Ocean Beaver. Can you hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, this Chicanista restaurant. Do you need order pickup?
Yes, sir.
Sorry?
Yes, sir.
The voice is not clear. I didn't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ocean Beaver?
What river?
The ocean beaver. It's a hairfish.
Yes?
Hairfish. Yes, sir?
Yeah, we have fish and shrimp.
You have the hairfish, the ocean beaver?
The hairfish?
Were you working yesterday? Do you have the women from yesterday?
Yesterday?
Please?
Yeah, you ordered fish yesterday.
I forgot.
One minute. Brother talk to you, okay? 1 minute, I call
okay.
You, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, he fucking hung up.
Yeah, like he
dick.
Did.
Like a dick.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole.
Carthor, do you want to make a call?
Do
I think
it.
I'm
do
fine. It. For now.
You're later. Fine for now?
Yeah.
Alright.
He's already... Hey.
Do you have hairfish in Sweden?
I don't think so. Or fish.
I swear he said fish and trim. Okay, Kielbasa, do you want to talk to Starbucks, or do you want me to find something that's like
Starbucks?
Or I can find a.
We could ask if they've changed their third place policy yet.
Third place.
Yeah. If it's an old.
You have to ask.
Premise. Yeah. I don't have any originals, so I'll just rely on everyone else's.
Flytick.
I'm trying to remember my own. Fuck.
The Flytick.
You can always look into people's eyes.
Ooh.
Ask to check their eyes.
Oh, is that the restaurant that we just called calling back?
Maybe he found some head fish.
Can I answer the phone as Jimmy the Greek?
Oh no, it just shows it's a missed call. Welcome. Pretty sure I called this number. Oh, if they're
Did I just get made fun of? Did I? I think so.
I'm not sure.
No. You're not involved.
Hours open now.
You're just dialing, like, with your home phone. Man, you got balls. They just call you back.
Yeah, they call back. Oh my god, oh fucking goddamn, where is the food? Donut Company? Why is it showing as open if it's closed? It doesn't make sense. Wait, did we call DeMario?
What do you think, Arthur? It just...
We somehow did not call DeMario.
Sulks.
It just sucked.
Alright, Kielbasa, you're still on. This is DeMario's trattoria. You know.
They know Jimmy.
This is right by Jimmy the Greek. Right by the Greek restaurant.
Nice.
They fucking pick up their phone.
Calling DeMario's. Please note that we now accept online reservations through OpenTable. Our hours of operations are now Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. for lunch, 5 to 9:30 p.m. for dinner. We are also now open on Sunday evenings from 5 to 9:30 p.m. Guest certificates are also available.
Uh-oh.
If you have any further questions, please leave us a detailed message and we will get back.
Leave a detailed message. No. Okay. Oh, where's the music? Charcoal Pit closes soon.
I could tell them about the supremacy of propane.
Oh, they're apparently a hamburgers with a Greek twist. If they pick up. I'm gonna take this as a
Charcoal Pit.
Hey, Tim?
Hello?
Tim?
This is the Charcoal Pit.
Yeah, is this Tim?
No.
Well, can you put him on the phone? This is Daryl. I'm looking for Tim, the other maitre d'.
No, this is the wrong number, bud.
No.
This is the Charcoal Pit.
Right, Charcoal Bitch, that's the one I called, and I want to speak with Tim, the maitre d'.
There's no Tim here.
Well, alright, maybe it's Jim. or Jim?
No, you got the wrong number, bud.
Well, no, I'm not your buddy, pal. So.
Chirkle pit.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah, chirkle pit starfish.
Yeah.
The confidence.
You have a Scott-esque delivery, like a G8 Sports delivery. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unmedicated.
North Cole Kitchen. If they pick up.
No sleepy yawns.
Hello?
Hey.
First.
Hey,
Hello?
Tim?
Hello?
Tim? Can I speak with Tim?
There's no Tim here.
Is there a problem with every single phone in Saskatchewan? Can I talk to Tim, the maitre d'?
This is the North Cole. There's no Tim
right
here.
Yeah, well, I'm calling from the Sharkle Pit over, you know, the other side of town.
Okay.
And we got a customer in here just a few moments ago that said that they got a coupon book from you, and a guy named Tim, or Jim, and Jimmy the Greek, and it was a coupon for 50% off. So I need to speak... Right, for our establishment. It was some local shop, local thing. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. But who from your establishment, as it says right on the front cover, it's sponsored by the name of your outfit, and then it has call Tim for more information. So I'm just calling for more information.
I don't know anything about that, and there's no Tim that works here or owns the place.
What about Jimmy? Is he there?
No, there's no Jimmy either.
Well, what about the other guy? Is he there? Because somebody sent in coupons to tourists that don't know any better. They're probably getting scammed, and your restaurant name's all over it. And I'm nearing the finish line for this one.
The only coupons we've been giving out were for our other establishment, Smokehouse.
Well, why are you and your outfit personally you, why are you giving coupons to our establishment? Is it because of the bad blood?
I have no idea what you... I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Can I speak with your manager?
Let me see. 1 second. They're not here right now. Can you call back tomorrow?
Well, how are your shoes?
I'm sorry?
Are your feet? Do you have nice feet?
Can you please call back tomorrow?
I know a guy that would really, really like to discuss feet, but his latency is probably affected.
Oh, I could have painted her feet.
Yeah, I didn't have anything for that. But...
No, you did great.
It's Whoppy Wednesday on Thursday.
Whoppy Wiggle every December 18th, 2025. It's 9:22 and 20 seconds, post meridian Eastern Standard Time. And you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. Potentially on juniorat.com, but if you're hearing this, you probably won't hear it on juniorat.com because I'm going to cut it all up or something.
He said we're not worth it, something like that.
This is too much, you know, you start looking at
I'm
the waveform.
I'm teasing you.
Start looking at the waveform.
It's a lot of work.
Very intimidating.
It didn't equate to a pure sine wave. so.
Yeah.
May I have one so I can go back inside and go paint?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It'll be quick.
We can mess up the order
okay.
here. Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, our
sweet I just don't want Taylor to listen, and I have to paint things.
Our Spinona isn't near his audio equipment, so I guess it is your...
Spinonolus.
Yeah.
Oh, and what happened to our other buddy? He wasn't ready, and he was blinking.
I'm right here.
No. Blinkin' boy.
Oh,
Blinkin' logs. What is this? Doesn't
number,
really matter.
Number 8 restaurant.
Okay.
If they pick up. Five, four, three, two, one. Japanese restaurant.
No, arigato.
I don't want to speak Japanese, and it's too hard to talk to Japanese people in English most of the time. Kudasai. Please.
I'll talk to them.
Watashiwa
EA.
Mush.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
EA. Ohayou gozaimasu.
Okay, the martini.
You guys are cute. Perfect. And now I just go into my Japanese rant. Just kidding. So I just have to pretend to laugh. I've been trying to say what I was saying in English recently.
Oh, come on, pick up, goddammit.
Pick up, truck.
I do have all day, but I don't want to spend it listening to, ringing.
Rapid fire, fuck them.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck them.
Mark that as no. The poacher.
Ah. Eggs.
British watering hole with pub grub.
Hello. Sorry that I screamed.
Good evening, the poacher.
Hello? Hi, I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is the poacher.
Hi. Can you see me?
What do you mean?
I've been standing in front of you for a few minutes, and I keep saying hello.
Okay,
and
where are
like,
you, sorry?
I'm standing right in front of you.
And where am I?
I don't know why it works when I'm on the phone, but nobody seems to see me.
Yeah, I can see you.
That's so good. Nobody's been able to see me for so long.
That's disappointing.
I'm so hungry, and I keep trying to eat. And I can't eat anything, and I'm so hungry.
That's disappointing.
And you're the first person that's been able to see me for so long.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you get some food to yourself.
I'm the girl on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello? You can't see me.
Hello?
You can't see me. I'm behind you now, and I have my hands over your eyes.
Oh,
you can't
geez.
See me.
Yeah, give me one
I'm
sec.
I'm so hungry.
I'll see you.
I'm so hungry, and it's dark in here. It's so dark.
Okay.
Oh, it's so dark, and I'm so hungry. I'm a beaver. Oh, should beavers sink?
Hello?
You can't see me.
I can't see you, honey. I'm sorry.
It's so dark.
Do you know who you're talking to right now?
I'm at the restaurant. I'm standing right in front of you.
You don't have anything else to store. Do you know who you're speaking to right now?
I'm standing right in front of you.
You're not gonna find me.
We're so hungry. We've been here for so long. I'm so hungry. And the English breakfast is bad there.
Beans and Franks.
Good job, you guys.
Good job.
Okay, thank you for letting me skip. I didn't want to do that in front of Taylor.
All the wonders of the spooky sound.
No, that made it super fucking good.
Speech. Okay, last call is me, and we're going to wrap it up here after this call. I want to go longer, but my throat's sore and the head hurts and the body is tired. The feet are hiding.
Hello, Miss Faith?
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
You guys,
hi.
You do the bagel toppings?
Pardon me?
We get the toppings, you know, on the food?
No.
Hi.
No. Already garbage.
We bring in, my friend is not mortal, shall we say. Can I bring my friend in?
No, all garbage. Chongmara!
She's a...
그거 버리면 안 돼.
She's
아보카도 여기다 놔.
지금
아보카도 여기다 놔. 아, 갖다 버리고 아보카도만 여기다 놓으라고. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I bring my ghost friend in. She's a ghost.
No. You left food, right?
We bring ghosts in now.
Huh?
We're bringing in a ghost.
Oh, hi. Konnichiwa. No one can see me. Watashi wa cheese side.
I already garbage.
We're bringing in the ghost.
Cheese side.
She's a ghost.
No, garbage.
She's a ghost. We're bringing her.
I'm so cold. And it's so dark this.
They're just bringing in the ghosts. We have, I have a haunted spirit with me.
Tamura.
Like a haunted ghost spirit. And bring it in.
In her.
Yeah, click, click. Nice, that was an authentic restaurant. Let's fuck go there.
Yeah.
Whoopi, that doesn't count. I know you're dying, but can you do one more pee?
Yeah.
Kudasai. Oh.
I definitely want to talk about Flytick, and I definitely want to talk about Jimmy the Greek. Okay, this is apparently the Dickens.
Thank you for calling the Dickens.
Hello? I get...
Hello?
I work at, the charcoal house? The other restaurant there in Burlington?
Yes.
I work there?
Yeah.
We had a customer come in. He said he got a coupon from apparently, I don't know, the Dickens or something? He said he got it from Jimmy the Greek.
Okay.
Is that... What's going on with that? Because I don't... You know,
nothing from here.
Okay, where are these guys? They're like tourists or Americans. Where are they getting all these coupon books?
I have no idea.
He said the Jimmy the Greek, and he said, oh, the Dickens. But I think he also went.
There's no way from here.
You know, is it at the Greek?
Like, I'm the manager. There's nothing. I'm not handing out anything.
It was the Dickens.
It was the Dickens.
Oh, he's saying it was the Dickens.
Bring it here and show it to me.
Okay.
I mean, you're only up the street.
Yeah, I just...
I'll come to you if you want.
We can meet in the middle.
All right, let's meet in front of Yvette.
Okay, and is it from the Greek restaurant, you think, though? Like, Nissi?
I don't know what Greek restaurant it would be, though.
Like, Nissi, because I was talking to the guy there, and we mentioned, like, you know how there's, like, a ocean beaver and stuff? Like wildlife.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Well, we saw some behind his restaurant there, and like we were trying to tell him about it. He got real mad at me. He was like, you Emma for you. I think he might be the one writing up bogus coupons. Maybe.
I don't know.
But
it's not from here. I can tell you that.
Can we, like...
Okay, I can meet you in the middle. I'll meet you in the middle. I have to run some food. I'll meet you over there right
okay,
now.
Okay, I might not be there, though. I just... Because we just got to run... Oh, is there a fight?
Sorry, I can't hear you now. Hold on.
Is there a fight?
Oh, hey, what's going on here? Why are you doing this?
Okay, so what do you want from me? You want me to meet you or not?
I'll come down there. I don't want you to...
Okay,
it'd be great if...
Okay, I am so busy, so you
come like
down
there
and ask
breaking
for me
out.
At the door.
Is it because of Jimmy?
Ask for me at the door.
Okay.
I gotta go.
All right. Thank you. I didn't want to keep her.
Very nice.
There was a riot.
There was a fucking riot because of Jimmy the Greek. All right. Thank you all for listening. It's a Whoopi Wiggle. This is the end of the show part now. I don't know what to play for my outro music. I've got stuff.
A butterfly flapped its wings on the lakes of Ontario and caused a riot in that restaurant.
Damn straight. It's normal. It is normal.
Normal. Live. Until it's not.
Live. Okay.
Did I do one last
thank you,
call?
Lovey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I didn't know if I did one or not.
Oh, you did. You did do a last call, but I would not mind. It would also give me more time to think about my outro music. Okay. This is the Pita Halal Shawarma and Grill.
Hey, the people shouldn't blame. Don't blame Hooters for all the foot stuff. That was everybody else today. It's not my fault.
Just keeping the people happy.
I've been staying away from it. I know not everybody likes it. Hi. Can you hear me? Okay.
Hi.
Do you speak English?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, no. Do you speak English? Can you hear me?
No, I don't understand.
Am I speaking English?
I don't think so.
Hey,
what do you think?
Hey, buddy. I wasn't sure.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
You're good? Yeah.
I cannot hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, you sounded clear and legible to me. You guys just being a dick.
Some of these lines tonight were...
Oh, yeah, they're ass. Shoot. What else?
Hey, because it's like, is it other countries and stuff, or just Canada? Or was it Italy legit that one time?
No, all Canada tonight. All Ontario.
No, that guy knew we were fucking with him. He was being a good dad and fucking with us right back.
All right. Last. Black Swan Kitchen Hub. If they pick up.
I know this music.
Good evening. Thank you for. Good evening. Thank you for calling Black Swan Operations. This is Naomi speaking.
Hi, I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Do you, I heard you have fly tick on the menu.
Sorry, can you say that again, please?
Do you have fly tick on the menu? I heard you have fly tick this week.
I can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Or do you have sea beaver on the menu?
On the menu.
Perfectly reasonable questions.
God,
I'll get
count
second
it.
Try.
I mean, it is what it is.
No, you sounded good. You sounded good over the phone.
You did.
Oh, that's a local sound. I thought there's a spooky sound happening. And there is a spooky sound happening in real life, but...
You guys see me? It's so cold.
All right, this is...
It's so dark.
Colosino or something. You have to hello. Do it. I'm invested in this now.
Right.
Me and Barclochino, Tessa speaking. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Sorry to bother you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Do you have fly tick?
Pardon me?
Do you have fly tick?
Do we have what?
Do you have fly tick on the menu?
Do
on
we
the
have
menu.
Fly? Fly what?
Fly tick.
Can you just spell that out for
tick.
Me?
F-L-Y-T-I-C-K.
Is that a beer?
No, I think it's a flavor of special. I heard, do you have sea beaver?
No, we don't have any of that. Sorry.
No? Can you tell me, were you working there yesterday?
No, I was not.
I was down there. There was a girl with a nice butt, like a big, big butt that I wanted to touch.
Working?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think maybe don't call back here. Thanks. Because that's inappropriate.
What? That's what it's for.
What?
What?
You're calling a restaurant.
Yes, ma'am. I thought you were the girl.
No, thanks, bye.
Are you... was that appropriate or inappropriate?
It wasn't appropriate, but you were nice.
That's just stupid. It is what it is.
It sounded very complimentary.
It was just a question. I was just asking if she was the one that had the nice butt.
She sounded pissed and wanted to hang up, but at the same time, she wanted the conversation to continue. Okay.
She was plenty. Right. She had plenty of butt.
Okay. This is the end of the show. It's really the end now. Thank you all for listening. I'd like to give a shout out to my patrons. My Patreon supporters, shout outs to in the Whoopi Rogue Server File Jockey Studio, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, and Carter did his first prank call tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the outro music. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wappy Wiggle. Wappy Wiggle. December 12th. No. December 18th. 2025. 9:42.
Yo.
53 seconds.
This is the bomb.
Good night.
Yo.